Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Janine is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Janine.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, Janine, what's going on? What's your problem?
Okay, I don't know. This is kind of like a weird issue, but so I'm getting married.
That is weird.
I know. No, so I'm getting married to this great guy. I'm super excited.
Congrats.
Yeah,
thank you. So here's the thing. So we're talking about our upcoming honeymoon.
Okay.
And so, hear me out. So my girlfriend, she actually got married last year. And for her honeymoon, she took an entire, her and her husband, they took an entire year off. They rented an RV. And they drove around the U.S.
Oh, my God. I have friends who did that, too.
Yeah, which I think is, like, cool. They went to, like, Grand Canyon, California. Like, they just did all this, like, great stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They went to every single state. You know, they just did so much.
And yeah.
They were, like, a part of nature. It was, like, amazing.
Yeah, their pictures are amazing.
Yeah, I know. And so I was discussing with my fiancé, Ben. I was like, babe, like, let's do it. Like, let's just be crazy and, you know, freaking just do, like, rent the RV and go for the year.
So,
like,
for your honeymoon, you want to take an entire year off?
I know it sounds crazy, but here's the thing. We don't have any kids right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're never going to have the chance to do this again. I mean,
right.
Why not, you know? Here's the cool thing, though, is that he actually works from home, so he can bring his laptop with him, work on the road.
Right.
You know, the difficult thing is that I'm a teacher,
yeah.
So I would have to quit for like a year, but, you know, I have job security, so I could always come back.
Oh, yeah, there's no teacher. Yeah, the teachers always get jobs. All right, hey, you said your fiance's name is Ben.
Yeah.
All right, let's call Ben and find out what his problems are. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Ben.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. What's going on?
You know, nothing much. Just hanging out with my friend Megan and your fiance, Janine.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, babe. Oh, I'm
sorry. Hi, honey.
Who is this?
Oh, sorry, Ben. My name's Mark Kay, and I host the Big A Morning Mass with Megan.
Hi, honey.
Oh, yeah.
You got two hi, honey.
Yeah, and you know who Janine is, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with her.
Cool.
Well, Janine actually called us and she told us about her really cool plan for your honeymoon. What's that thing called?
Yeah, Megan. It's where she wants to drive around the world for a year and you're not into that, apparently.
Yeah, no. All right, I guess we're going to do this. I'm not cool with it.
Why not? What's the problem? It sounds like very romantic.
Driving around the country for a year sounds great in theory, but there's a little something called work that I have to do, and we have no money, and let's go to a beach for a week. Let's even see if we can stretch the 10 days and get crazy, not 52 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that does seem like a really long time to go without working.
But she said you work from home, right, Ben? So you could work on the road, technically.
I mean, technically, maybe I might be able to swing it for a while, but as much as working at a campground and also she won't be working, I do sometimes have to meet people or at the very least be available at different hours. It's a great fantasy. It's a either really good movie or a really crappy movie, but I don't think it'll work in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Janine, I mean, it does sound like you would need money for this.
I know. Okay, so, well, I mean, we could, well, we would sell the apartment, so we wouldn't have to pay rent for a year because we'd be living in the RV.
Well, you're going to sell your apartment.
Well, yeah, I mean, because we're not going to be there for an entire year. I don't.
Okay, this is getting... Hold on.
Why don't you rent it out if you own it?
Yeah, then you can get some... You know what? Hold on 1 second. Now it's getting crazy. 340-9595. Should they take a year off and drive around the country together? Or should they be more realistic? Go away to a beach for 10 days and then get back to life. Ben and Janine are getting married, which congratulations, you guys. That's great. And Janine, tell everyone again what you want to do for your honeymoon.
Hey, yeah. So for our honeymoon, I want to take an entire year off, grab an RV, get my babe, and we are going to drive to all 50 states.
All 50 states.
Explore.
And, yep. And see all the stuff. And Ben, you think that's a bad idea. Again, why? What's your number one qualm with that?
I think it's crazy to give up our lives and we will have no money. I won't be able to work. I can work remotely, but I can't take a year off.
So you're basically saying it's kind of unrealistic.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally unrealistic.
All right, 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, great. You did this too?
Well, I didn't do an RV. My wife and I went on a boat, and we went around 17 states, the eastern United States. We went into Canada, and we also went to the Bahamas, and we were gone April 4th of 2016 to April 3rd, 2017, and it was amazing.
Oh, my God. You lived on a boat for a year.
Wow.
Yeah, we were in a 36-year-old trawler, and we had the time of our lives. We met friends that we now vacation with.
Huh.
And it was a trip that we'll talk about until we're dead. It was amazing.
All right. Are you, like, filthy rich, or how did that work with the money and stuff?
No, we are. We said all the time we were the... We were just the average Joe. We saved like crazy, so we had all of our expenses for our house and electric all tucked away, and we lived off. I just retired a few years ago, and we lived off my little pension, and I'm a little retired government guy and definitely the middleman, but we, you know, we scrimped and saved. We found economical ways to travel, and
right.
We anchored out over half of our trip, so it was amazing.
Was wow. There, yeah, that's interesting. Here's my concern. Like, if I did this with my family, Was there ever a moment when you were like out there in the ocean and you're thinking, man, I could just dump her overboard and no one would ever know?
Hey, you know what? We actually took books to read and never cracked a book. We had so much fun.
We had
so many fun people. Every day was like a party and new experience. And if it was bad weather, we didn't travel. We'd stay in the little town we were in and we would anchor out the cove and go fishing and swimming. It was amazing.
All right.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
That's amazing. All right. So maybe the boat better over the RV.
Yeah.
Cause,
no, I get seasick. I can never do that.
Oh. I'll be honest with you, to me, the RV, because my wife suggested this too. She's like, let's get the kids. We'll take a year or a summer or whatever, and we'll just drive around. And to me, I feel like it's something that sounds a lot better than it is, because most of it is driving in the RV.
I could never do that. You know, I love my boyfriend, but I would definitely want to kill him.
Yeah.
Like within the first.
Well, he
like,
wants to kill you
days.
Now, and you're not even in a car.
Ooh, good one.
But I mean, like, I think people don't realize, like, you get to the Grand Canyon and it's great for an hour.
Yeah.
But there's 42 hours in a car that it takes to get there.
I couldn't do it. Also, I want a shower.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to sleep in a car. There's a lot of things. I'm too high maintenance for
this. No, I'm with you. I've always told my wife, let's fly to Arizona. That's
yeah.
where the Grand Canyon is, right?
Yeah.
Let's fly to Arizona, get a hotel, rent a car, drive there.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
And then we could all just fly home.
Right.
And then we could pick another destination, you know, like normal people do.
Yeah.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.